Okay, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you are along with us. We want to hear from you. Remember, join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, as we continue on with our very own Jason Peter, our weekly Under the Helmet segment. He is getting you ready for the start of the college football season. We were getting his comments, his perspective on the Big 12 Media Day and the conference commissioner, Bob Bowlsby, his statements that cheating pays. And I have to ask you, Jason, just a couple more quick questions on that, talking about some of these schools that have lost scholarships. Where does it hurt the program the most? I mean, in terms of if you don't have a lot of depth, I mean, you're losing the scholarships.
Yeah, and I think you just said the perfect word, and that's depth. I think you saw when the NCAA went from 105 down to 85, it really became an issue. The teams that had the most success are on a yearly basis were the teams that could establish that depth, and you know, certainly you, at least from a personal standpoint, you kind of hoped that Nebraska, who had always been such had a strong walk-on program, that those guys maybe would have been able to maybe not be as affected as some of the schools. But, you know, I don't know what Nebraska ended up going through, but I think kids that, maybe it was just a decline in the program, but you had kids that usually were, you know, they had scholarship offers from Boise State, maybe Kansas State, Kansas, but maybe not Nebraska, but they thought that they could play at a Nebraska. So they took their shot, and they came down to Lincoln, and they were determined to earn a scholarship. Well, those kids ultimately decided, and I think this just goes with the decline in the program, kind of after those great years in the 90s, they just decided, and maybe it was the cost of tuition that also went up, that these kids, coming off small farm towns, they decided that, you know what, they're going to go and they're going to take a scholarship to Kansas State, or they're going to take a scholarship offer from Boise State, or you know, some of those schools. So, you know, certainly when you talk about even having a full 85 scholarship limit, I think coaches are finding it difficult to establish that depth while not letting them kill each other during practice. You see a lot of coaches that have taken almost an NFL style approach where it's, you know, we're going to get our work day done, you know, maybe one, maybe 2 days at the beginning of the week, and then we're backing off of them. As opposed to, you know, let's say under Tom Osborne, for example, we were in half pads on Monday, which was basically live, except you just didn't go low. You didn't cut guys, you just stayed off the ground. Tuesday, Wednesday, we were full pads, live, more physical than game day, ultimately, mm-hmm. was the environment that we had there. And then Thursday, again, you were in half pads, or no, Thursday was, you backed off, you were in no pads, but it was full, high tempo, Friday walkthrough, Saturday game. They can't do those sorts of things now because every coach is paranoid that if they run a practice week like that, there's a good chance that they could lose, you know, a starter or their quarterback or their starting defensive end. And right now, those guys, those quality guys, they're just too valuable in terms of the overall picture to these coaches. So when you talk about, you know, being short 15 scholarships as opposed to, you know, the 105 limit, now you're really talking about depth being an issue. So with the Penn States and the USCs who have even more scholarships, you know, taken away, golly, I mean, you're talking about, you know, some tough circumstances there to get through.
Okay, Jason Peter with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Obviously, big risks are being taken, and the NCAA, they have been unable to control those outside parties. But what about accountability with the head coaches? I mean, they need to be held more responsible for what's happening and perhaps some of those directives that are being channeled down.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes the coaches, I think, maybe get too much blame, and then sometimes I think they don't get enough. You know, these coaches, they can't go home with the kids, right? I mean, you know, at some point, you're hoping that these boys are going to turn into men and they'll make responsible decisions, and you know they're not going to take $100 or $200 for a couple tickets to the game on Saturday. But again, that kind of goes back to the conversation, you know, that we started with, and with the NCAA maybe, you know, doing something to increase or give these kids a couple extra bucks in their pocket so that maybe the temptation isn't there. But then you also can look at it like these kids, if they think they're going to get something for free, they're going to take it no matter what the university is giving them. If they think it's going to be an extra $200 in their pocket, well, $200 extra as opposed to, you know, the $2,000 for the scholarship check, they can always use an extra couple $100. Especially nowadays with some of the things that kids are so involved in. And, you know, I mean, I feel like we went to school in T-shirt and jeans, and, you know, now it's like fashion's important to these guys and, you know, everything else. But, you know, it's a different world. But uh-huh. These coaches, they have to, ultimately the buck stops with them. And, you know, I think when there's one or two issues, you're bringing 100 guys from all different walks of life, all different social statuses, economic statuses, you know, just different upbringings. There's no way that you're just going to have just no issues at all. You're going to have some knuckleheads on the team. In fact, you know, coaches, I always said when we talk about the great Nebraska teams, we had some thugs on those teams, and there were some guys that, you know, you went to bed at night and you kind of just crossed your fingers that they weren't going to be in the police blotter the next day. And I think as a coach, because you want guys, you know, it's hard. I mean, they always talk about flipping the switch, you know, that guys, you got to be able to walk off the field and, you know, you just become, you know, this kind of teacher's pet, so to speak. But, you know, a lot of these guys, they can't do that. You see it even at the professional level. These guys, you know, when they walk off the field, that it's a hard transition. But, you know, ultimately the buck stops with the coach, like I said. And if it's something that continues to happen, then I think you ultimately have the coach has to bear the brunt of the responsibility. But like I said, if it's, you know, something here and there, you're not going to be able to police these guys 24 hours a day.
Okay, listen, now we are flat out of time as Jason Peter has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Jay, we will talk to you in 2 weeks as we'll be on vacation next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.